Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A prophetic word that just came from Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries. It is talking about the high calling of the true commitment to Christ. This is what he says. Commitment, loyalty, and faithfulness are all prerequisites for authority in any realm, and they are required for authority in the kingdom of God. Only those who commit to the kingdom, only those whose commitment to the kingdom is greater than their commitment to this world, will be trusted with kingdom authority over this world. True commitment is more than an emotion or a promise. It is demonstrated by how we conduct our lives. Could we say that we are devoted more to the kingdom than to this world? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says this, test yourself to see if you're in the faith. He goes on to say, he says, there are evaluations, there are evaluations, like the following, that we should regularly ask ourselves. Is Christ our first love? Think about that. Is he your first love? Is our love for him growing? Is it getting stronger? Are we growing in the knowledge of his ways? Are we controlled by our love for him, making all our major decisions based on the interests of the kingdom and not our own desires? Is there anything in our lives that could be an idol, characterized by us not being willing to give it up if required to do so for a service? Are we living the life of a disciple, seeking above all things to know our master, to be like him, and to do his will? He goes on to say this. He says, there is no greater affront to a relationship than indifference. And if you were to describe the American church, this would be outside of his word. If you were to describe the American church right now, it would just be indifference. And he says, there's no greater affront to a relationship than indifference. This is why the Lord said that he would rather us be hot or cold, but the lukewarm he will spew out of his mouth. I mean, you can see that in Revelations 3, 15 through 16. How could anyone truly know God Almighty, the all-consuming fire, and not be on fire for him? Would anyone choose to serve a king, keep their job long, if they were not devoted to the highest standards of excellence? How could we, who have been chosen to serve the King of Kings, be lackadaisical about our service to him? We should have the highest devotion to him because of who he is. We should then have the highest devotion to him because of all he has done for us. If these do not compel us, then we should have the highest standards of devotion for him because of the abundant biblical warning about the consequences of those who treat him casually. We are entering, this is important, this is why I wanted to share it. We are entering the times when no one will make it. This is Rick Joyner's prophetic word. We're entering into times when no one will make it who has not built their house solidly on the rock. Let me say it again, capital R rock, Jesus. We are entering into the times when no one will make it who has not built their house solidly on the rock. Truly, truly, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it is a foundation that true wisdom will be built on. But we do need to build on it and build on the love he has for us. He deserves much better than we're offering him. He deserves a bride that is so in love with him that the primary devotion of our lives is being ready for him. He will have such a bride. We will be a part of this ultimate purpose. Will you be a part of this ultimate purpose? Will you give yourself or ourselves to this high calling of God in Christ Jesus? That's so bears witness with me. That's why we're talking to you continually about abiding. This is not a concept. Mm-hmm. We're saying we want you to make it.
That's right.
We want you to make it. But times are coming. When he made the statement in this prophetic word, when he said that that there's coming a time that those who we are entering, this is what he says, we are entering the times when no one will make it. Now, if you think about that, that means no one. No one will make it who has not built their house solidly on the rock. You know, we've had people, you know, look at us like we're crazy. And we're talking about, listen, you need to know Jesus.
Right.
You need to know him. You need to hear his voice. Nah, I don't need to hear his voice. I'm just showing up. I was just speaking to a pastor in Texas, and they were saying things like, somebody was talking, hey, you know, I'm looking for a church, you know, which is totally outside of the realm of what, you know, what we talk about all the time. But he was looking for a place that he can actually socialize and find a few people to hang out with. That's not the church. The church is the body of Christ. We are a loyal bride of Christ going after God. That's who we are.
Right.
We're not. There is no other form of us, you know. There's only one church, one God, one Lord, one Spirit, and we're called to be one body. Although we're many parts of us, we're just one. We're just one.
Right.
And it would be so cool. It would be so cool to have you go to VFN TV now and watch the prophetic words, why it's still futuristic to you, because in a few moments, it's going to be history.
Right.
Right.
And you can be on the right side of history. You might not be able to change it. I don't know if there's enough time to change. I don't know. I don't feel like we're going to have to go through some stuff.
Yeah.
But you can be, think about it. Wouldn't it be cool for you to be on the right side of history, God's side of history, and say, you know what? I don't care where the masses are going right now. I don't care. I'm going to help them try to go the right way. But personally, I got to get my life right.
Mm-hmm.
I got to start starting with me in my own personal Jerusalem. I got to quit acting religious and find God.
That's right.
Yeah. It's already happening. And we're getting so many reports. Just last night, someone told me they shared the VFN torch with someone down in South Florida. And they went to VFNTV.com and they were listening to all the prophetic messages. I was told that the young lady that was listening to these messages literally got up and said, grabbed her mom and says, sit down. You've got to listen to this.
That's what's so important, John, is that, you know, those that are listening to us understand that God does nothing unless he shares it with us first.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I think he shares it with everybody, but few people listen. And thank God for the few people that listen, because if we didn't listen, he allows us to go listen to the ones who listen so we can hear what we missed. And understand this, that God has let us know what to do. And you can find out, I mean, things such as the Elijah storm, you know, is America under God's judgment? And you got to find out and understand if it is, and you can listen to that and you can determine for yourself based on the word of God. God's looking for something. There's something he's looking for. You know, if somebody comes in to rob your house, for example, and you're thinking, oh, I don't know, here's my house. And it's like, if you would have just waited and asked them what they wanted, they may would have said they just want some food. They may have said they wanted your money and not anything else. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and so often because we misunderstand God's discipline, that people are going, it's all over. It's all, well, no, it's going to feel like it's over, but it's not over.
That's right.
You know, what is God looking for? Mm-hmm. And God is looking for us to repent. If you haven't yet gone on your VFN TV app or on the VFN Torch and the highlights to see, you know, what does repentance look like? It's not what people said it is. You know, we were talking recently about, I think it was last Friday, about a lying spirit. And we have to find out what a lie is, because we're called to move in the truth. And it's just eye-opening that there's been so many lies told that you got to be careful that you're not operating in partially the lie that's being told in the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay when a church turns their back on God. It's not a different version. God has not changed. And it's not okay for whatever we're doing with the church if we're not introducing people to his voices. And it's not okay to invite wolves in intentionally, mind you, and set them in the flock in hopes that they would find God while they devour God's body, while they devour his offspring.
Mm-hmm.
And we win them and then bring them in. And all these things that are taking place, it's like, we have to understand that if you're not a believer, And of course, this VFN radio is for the church, which are believers, and those that have gone astray, who once were walking with God, and those that are being drawn to God. That's who we're talking to. So if a person is not a believer, they're not supposed to be in the fellowship.
Right.
Newsflash, that a church is not a building, it's people. And they can't just show up at a building and all of a sudden be the church because they're there. They have, and that's what really confuses a lot of people, because they think that, hey, I am the church because I'm a member of a church. When the reality is that, are they a member of the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if they are, then they're part of the church. You just recognize what they are and relate accordingly. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to change this because the church is deathly silent in one of the most important times of American history. And it's why I think it's the most important time, personally, is because of all the technology, the ability to communicate Satan's message mm-hmm. across the earth and how he can connect his people and his desires and what's going on in the earth and all the evilness of the world, and why the church remains silent.
Right.
It's not like it was 100 years ago.
Right.
I mean, there, you know, Hitler couldn't text nobody. He couldn't. He had to pick up an old wiry, you know, phone and work through teletyping and different things that are going on to right. be able to communicate messages. Now imagine if Hitler had today's technology.
Right.
I mean, the fact
that and tracking. And because his big dilemma was, is that he had people, I think 14 or so attempts of people trying to overthrow him that they had given account for, and he would stop them all. And understanding that we have to realize it's not like that anymore. It is right. not like that anymore. It's not. Hitler is like, you know, small potatoes compared to where we are in technology. Listen, the same devil is around. The same devil that took him captive to do his will is still around. Mm-hmm. The same evilness is around. But now there's a whole new level of ability that even a simple situation can be spread instantly. And all of a sudden, you know, they use something like a video. That's what caused the ambassador's life to be taken in Libya. Right. But the thing about it, they knew that technology was so large that, hey, maybe we could blame it on some technology that's going on like that. Well, we got more to talk to you about in just a moment. We're going to be talking about rethinking the church. Be encouraged. Listen, there's time. Rethinking the church segments. You need to go listen to them and begin to rethink, reponder what God says about the church, because we're going to have to be the church. We're going to have to rise to the occasion, especially remember what Rick Joyner said prophetically, that if we don't do this and build our house, build it, focus on the kingdom, which is not men's kingdom, but God's kingdom, he says no one will even survive. That's the kind of times they're about to come. We'll talk more about that in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.